And this is Coral FM, and it's Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable and 100.3 on your analog dial. And I have Peter Padolino sitting in the studio with me from Major Hoople's Boarding House. I'm kind of nervous to have you here because you're such a, I mean, without you in the Canadian radio, the history of, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Well, I think you probably would, but we just made it a little easier, especially with CanCon and the Maple Leaf System and Canadian music and radio. Why not? I mean, we were there. We wanted you to play it, and a lot of the people didn't want to play it, but hey, we kept at it, and now they're playing it.
Well, we're going to queue up one of your most famous records. Just a minute here. We have to... It's digital technology, so I need to stop the what's called automatic pilot and go back onto. I'm looking at this. This is great. I'm looking at Acts 24. It's a little vinyl single. I'm pretty sure. Do the Acts records have a center with them, or did you have to use a little, you know, yellow center?
No, you have to use that little yellow center.
Yeah, you know how hard those are to find these days? Very difficult.
Yeah, they're like gold now. Actually, you can buy them on eBay for about $5 a piece now.
I know, it's ridiculous. You'd be able to get them for 10 cents. Anyway, do you want to introduce this song, seeing it's called, or give me a little bit of background behind this song called I'm Running After You?
Yeah, well, it was written by David Lodge, who was one of the original and founding members of Major Hoople's Boarding House, like we are at this point, with Gail, Rocky, and myself, Peter. And he wrote it, and we recorded it in Canada, and it was our biggest hit ever. It went right across Canada for many, many months, and still to this day, it's being played on the radio. David died, unfortunately, about 1985, 86, yeah, of cancer at the age of 39. What a drag. What a drag. And also, man, you know, like, how do you replace somebody like that in this area? He did so much for the music industry here in Kitchener-Waterloo. David Lodge wrote this song, I'm Running After You, by Major Hoople's Boarding House.
On Coral FM. I'm running after you, Major Hoople's Boarding House. So, Peter, what does that feel like listening to that here on this radio station?
Well, I mean, I never get sick and tired of listening to our own music, and especially that song. I mean, it means a lot to me. I remember recording it, and I remember everything about it, and it brings back a lot of memories. And I get a lot of people actually coming up to me out there and says, you know, I met my wife at one of your gigs, Port Elgin, Southampton,
right.
I mean, all over the place, all over Ontario. That's where I met my girlfriend. That's when I first got, you know, what, so forth and all this. It brings back a lot of memories and a lot of history in that thing. So I really enjoy it, that part of it anyway.
I have to ask you because I'm a little bit, I need to know, where did you play in Kitchener? When you first started out, what were some of the places? Because people...
Oh, my goodness. They're not here anymore.
No, I know, but...
There was a little club, believe it or not, on the east end of Kitchener, downstairs in the basement part, and it was called the Purple Peanut. I really don't know exactly what's in front of it or beside it now because it's changed so much. But it held about 500 people, and it was great. We played there. And, of course, there was Caesar's Palace in Waterloo.
Right.
That's pretty well gone. Around the area, Kitchener had a lot of places, but Cambridge had a lot, too. The Matador.
Right, the
It was
Matador.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we played there. It was our home. I mean,
yeah.
Galt. Rocky and I. Rocky has got the signature voice of Major Hoople's Boarding House. That's the voice you hear with the high falsetto. Rocky and I have been friends. Well, we were actually born on the same day, same year, same hour, 11 minutes apart, I guess.
Wow.
But 6,000 miles apart. We got together when we were about 11 years old and in school playing hockey and all this stuff. And then he mentioned that he played guitar and I played guitar and we got together in Galt, believe it or not.
Wow.
And that's where it all started, in Galt. And we played every high school, every college, every university, in Southern Ontario. And, of course, the rest of Canada.
Oh, man. I'm sitting here like a little sponge. I mean, I remember the Coronet, and I remember Leisure Lodge and places like that.
Wow, Leisure Lodge.
Remember Leisure Lodge? That was like...
Yeah, it was a great spot. Great spot. I mean, it went through so many hands and everything else, but you know what? It housed some of them incredible musicians. I mean, big, big acts. You're talking big band stuff, way back in the 40s and so forth. But
yeah.
We used to play there as well as Major Hoople's Boarding House. It was a great, great spot until it all burned down, of course.
Yeah,
what a
I know.
Drag.
I know. I wondered if you played there. So the reason we're sitting here right now is because you're involved in a very important event called Ignite the Night.
Yeah. That's a big one. Let's talk about that one. Ignite the Night. That's in partnership with the Kitchener Firefighters or Fire Department. They have some charities. And this is to raise money and awareness to those charities, which are, and I'll tell you what they are right now. They are Children's Wish Foundation. What a great thing. And you know what? And Kevin Schmaltz, who's the representative of the fire department, said that it works because last weekend, I guess, one wish was made true and a reality for a little kid to go to the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, so it works.
That's amazing.
You know, and that's his wish, or her wish. I don't know which one it was, but that's what happened. So Children's Wish Foundation is one. Clark is Kids. I mean, you can't get more Kitchener because Kitchener Rangers, they're the best. It's my favorite team of all. I love the Kitchener Rangers. I go and see them. I support them completely. And that's their kind of, it's associated with the Kitchener Rangers hockey team. It's called Clarkie's Kids. And then there's another one called Our Everyday Heroes.
Right.
And three beautiful, wonderful children's, community-based children's charities. And that's who is going to be the beneficiary of all this fun and, you know, frolic that we're going to do on Friday night. And so get yourself out there, you know, pay your $20, and most of that goes towards these kids. So let's have some fun with it and help out some kids. It's called Ignite the Night with Major Hoople's Boarding House, but there's two other bands there.
That's right. Who are they? Who are they? Who are Smoked Meat?
smoked meat is, believe it or not, they're all firemen.
Firefighters.
That know how to play instruments. And some of them actually, you know, are really, really good. They played with Mel Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Blues men, harmonica players, singers. I mean, like, there's six of them. And, you know, they get the crowd pleasers.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have some fun with them. But another one is called Redline.
Okay.
Redline is a kid-based band between the ages of 10 and 14.
Oh, wow. And I thought Safest Houses were young.
And they wanted to do it. And we said, sure. I mean, it's kids. They go by this. I love this. You know, they coined it. It was wonderful. They said, kids helping kids.
Yeah.
Wow, it's so cool. So they're going to be there doing about a 15, 20-minute set outside. But apparently they're really, really good. So, like, look forward to that one. Of course, smoked meat. And you get 2 hours of Major Hooper's Boarding House. And we're just going to just have some fun that night.
What kind of material are you going to play?
Well, we had a rehearsal last night. We went through the whole complete night. Of course, all our records. There's about seven or eight of them, plus a few of them that nobody's ever heard of before, which we recorded as Major Hoople's Boarding House, the original, with the founding members, David Lodge, Rocky Howell, Gail Selkirk, and myself, Peter Padolino, along with Rick Waddell, our drummer back then. We were in New York City back then in the 70s.
Where were you in New York?
Oh, man, that was 18, 19. Years old,
yep.
20s old.
Yep.
Yeah, we recorded some really, really wonderful material down there. And we're going to be playing two of them. She's Got All of My Body, a great, great song. And also, I Believe in You, all recorded in New York City. And we're going to be playing those as well. But then songs that made Major Hoople's famous throughout the years, all over the place. I mean, you could not go to any Major Hoople's Boarding House fun night gig without hearing The Lion Sleeps Tonight, The Beach Boys, mm-hmm. Four Seasons, MacArthur's Park, I mean, and Hocus Pocus. And I can't believe those tunes. And also that gig, Friday night, Ignite the Night with Major Hoople's Boarding House. It's at Elements Nightclub, downtown Kitchener, 90 King Street West on February 8th. That's this Friday coming. Be there and have some fun. There's still some tickets left, but it's going to be packed and it's going to be a wonderful night. Please make it out and help some great, wonderful charities, children's charities, and hey, you get to party with Major Hoople's Boarding House.
That's true. Can we play another song?
Sure.
Okay. Tell me the backstory behind this song. It's called You Girl.
Again, it was written by David Lodge.
David Lodge, yep.
And just an amazing song. Didn't do as well as I'm Running After You, number one song for us. But a great song with, again, signatures vocals of Rocky and the powerful, powerful background vocals of Major Hoople's Boarding House, Gail Selkirk, Peter Pellino, David Lodge, and Rocky.
Okay, let's hear You Girl on Coral FM, Major Hoople's Boarding House.
Yeah.
Hey!
I'm here with Peter Padolino from Major Hoople's Boarding House. You're one of the original founding members in the studio here on Coral FM, and we're talking about Ignite the Night. And you and Gail and Rocky decided to get back together. When did you decide to get back together?
Well, we've had so many people, our old friends, and fans of Major Hoople's Boarding House. Every time you run into them, says, "Hey, man, these guys should get back together." I mean, that kind of music you don't hear anymore. We want to hear it. And, you know, we started thinking about it, and check this out. There is a void out there, and the people at in our age and below, and even lower than that, really don't have any place to go to hear a good band and good night of music. They just don't have any place. And these are the people that are now, they're empty nesters. And they have, you know what? And they have disposable income as well. Yeah. So what do they do on a Friday and Saturday night? Nothing. They sit at home and watch TV. Well, not anymore. We're giving them something to go, someplace to go and to do on a Friday and Saturday night that will bring back the memories as well as give them a really, really good time presently.
That's true. Music does bring back memories.
Oh, boy.
So you probably have lots of people coming up to you and saying, "Remember the time we were here and I saw you in this year and I saw you in that year?" What kind of you've also played with the KW Symphony and Orchestra London.
Yeah.
How did this all come together? This is great.
You know, we were coined, some people out there who are sort of confusing the issue for us, but I won't say anything about them except for the fact that they're calling us the high school version, okay, of Major Hoople's Boarding House. Well, you know, I like to see anybody out there at the age of 26 being in high school, because that's how old I was, and also doing the Kitchener Symphony three times and the London Orchestra once, and that was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. The symphony gigs were incredible, and those people involved with that was David Lodge, Peter Padolino, myself, Rocky, Rick Riddell, the original drummer. So there was four original members there. Gail was indisposed of at that point. She couldn't do it. So we got another lady to do it. Her name was Serena Gale, and Peter Beacock on the keyboards. Just an amazing six-piece band with a 38-piece background of the Kitchener Symphony. It was spectacular. It was wonderful. We did that three times, believe it or not, and with the London Symphony. Not too many bands back then in 1982 did that kind of stuff.
I can't think of any, to tell you the truth.
So, it was, it took us about 8 months to put it all together because everything has to be scored out. We had to find, first of all,
the music,
a conductor.
Yeah.
Well, we interviewed two big ones in Canada, and we picked one, which was Victor Davies from Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
And just an amazing, amazing conductor. And he scored out the whole complete night, 2 hours plus of music for a 38-piece band. And he was incredible. So it was about a 6-8 months thing happening, and it came off incredibly, incredibly well.
And then after, like, you did the symphony stuff, the three of you have been working on new material, basically?
Oh, yes. We're always working on new material because now we decided, okay, we're back together. We've honed that sound, which was so familiar, so well-known to everybody in Canada, which was that vocal powerhouse of Major Hoople's Boarding House. We have three of the main people out there. The only one we're missing is David Lodge.
Right.
And we basically made it up by adding two more people, which was Ralph Hetke on keyboard, bass, an amazing, amazing instrumentalist, and plays all the bass parts. Then, of course, you get Ron Duke on the drums, who's an incredible vocalist as well. Five of us sing, and we sort of take that vocal power that used to be, and it is right now, and that's what we're doing. It's incredible. And what we said, the next step, what is it? The next step is recording some new up-to-date, today's kind of our emotions, what we feel, put it into music, and that's what we're going to come out with that.
Well, I guess because when you write what you know, so you've had so many experiences, and so that sort of informs what you're going to be writing for your new material.
Oh, yeah. I'm just, there's an incredible amount of material sitting right there, mm-hmm. especially right now. And you know what? This technology that's happening now, the digital stuff, you know. The recording. I mean, I've got a recording studio in my house. Gail has a recording studio in her house.
Right.
And everybody has one of those in their house. It's, you know, a few $1,000 and then boom, there you go. Right? Actually, Gail... this is just a sideline thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
She says, sideline. It's a prominent thing, but she also does her own thing, which is an amazing, amazing thing. She does Songbird of Sing, and she does. She has about 8 bodies of music that are each about an hour and a half each long. It's amazing.
We're going to play another song. Someone? Is that
someone's great, yes.
We're going to play Someone, and we're going to come right back because I believe someone's at the door. So, this is Someone, Major Poople's Boarding House on Coral FM.
If you knew the way I feel, I wonder, would you help me take my hand, understand and be my friend? In the world, don't help when you are lonely. Won't you please talk to me and be my friend? Someone you belong to, safe from harm. So-